As we welcome you back in, our halftime show presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, and good vibe. Mamba trailing Penn here at the break, 41-33. Matt Harmon back here sitting courtside at the MAC, talking things over with the third man of our crew. We'll be doing tons of color analysis during the course of the season as well. That's, of course, Steve Bazaz, who's good enough to spend some time here with me. Steve, your immediate impressions of this half. You know, to me, it was kind of a crazy half, the way that it went back and forth. Monmouth, great start. Penn, big run. Monmouth run to respond. They kind of trade baskets back and forth, and a Penn with a nice little surge there to wind up the half.
It's a lot like the Hofstra game was Friday night, Matt. It was a game of runs. Hofstra would go on a run, and Monmouth would fight back and get back in the game, and Hofstra would go on another run, and then Monmouth would fight back again, and eventually Monmouth wore him down and made a lot of plays late in the game to eventually win. Same thing in this first half, a game with so many turnovers. Monmouth has 14 turnovers in this first half, and Penn has 10. It's the way Monmouth wants to play. They want to get up and down the floor, but they have to take care of the ball. But we'll see if they have another run in them and start the second half to get back into this.
And more turnovers here in the first half than they had all game against Hofstra. Did a really good job, especially in a high-scoring game, when you think about they didn't really turn the ball over too much. So taking care of the basketball certainly won. The other thing, I think, you know, one of the things that we talked about during the course of the game, and I'm sure you guys did on Friday as well, is just the continuing of mixing and matching of pieces in terms of the lineup. You know, there's certainly anything far from a set rotation right now, which I would think, and you can speak to this as a former player, in a way, you know, you never really know how long you're going to be out there for. But one thing that does do is make sure that when you're out there, you better make sure you perform or you're coming out.
Yeah, you better play, and you better play well, and you better play with energy and play defense and make the correct decisions. Colin Stewart took a bad shot at the end of the first half there. I don't know if you guys talked about that on the air, but Colin Stewart took a bad shot. They should have held for one, and then Penn hits a three to end the first half. That was a bad play. And that, things like that, when you have so many guys to play and the coaches have to evaluate you on such little playing time, plays like that are going to put you in a doghouse and put you on the bench. I also think that the rawness of the big guys, especially in the half-court set, really plays a part. Josh James went to the basket a lot and left it off to Marcelo Hudiger. He couldn't catch the ball. Brady had problems catching the ball. Tillman caught it a little bit. He scored one. He had some problems finishing early on in the first half. So the rawness of the big guys around the rim, especially in the half-court set, it's just going to be a development process for them throughout this first season.
Rebounding for both of the teams right now, even at 23 apiece. Mamba's done a good job of pounding the offensive glass with 10. You know, Steve, one of the other things I think that is still a pretty big question mark for this team, and I think it kind of plays into the overall just offensive flow, and that is, who is going to play the point guard position when Justin Robinson is not in the game? It's been Josh James tonight so far, and to me, I don't think he looks comfortable doing it, at least right now. And certainly when he has the ball in his hands as the point guard, he can't really be maybe the natural two guard that he is. But up until this point, no one has really emerged to take over that role.
You're exactly right, and it's going to be a problem. I liked what they did by, at first, I know Josh James started the exhibition game. I like that they bring him off the bench because it gives them some versatility off the bench. Josh James will come in and be the quasi backup point guard. In reality, Justin Robinson's going to have to log big minutes, and he's going to have to log big minutes in his freshman year. You know, Jalen and Christian are really the backup point guards, if you will, especially Jalen Palm. But stepping up into the MAC, Josh James is a MAC-level player. He's going to play the minutes as a backup, and he's just going to have to get better and get more accustomed to doing it. He's a guy that I'm sure dominated the ball in high school, and he's just going to have to get more accustomed to running the show and being a leader out there as point guard. But I completely agree, Matt. Really, to me, there's three guys that make an absolute difference. Justin Robinson at the point guard spot. Tyrone O'Garo, he went out early with two fouls. He makes a huge difference out there, and he does a lot of stuff that, you know, probably you can't see in the box score. And he's very athletic. He's got a great second jump. He finishes around the rim. And Deion Jones is a player, and he's showing that he has to be out on the floor. Obviously, Red's going to have to score, but I think Justin, Tyrone O'Garo, and Deion Jones are your three very, very important players.
It's almost like you listen to the broadcast in the first half, because you and I are on the same page. You know, I kind of sang the praises a little bit of Deion Jones for a couple of reasons. Number one, as a guy who's 6'6", listed as a guard, he can go inside, he can go outside. We saw him take and hit a big three. But look at his stat line so far tonight. He's 4-4 from the floor. He's got the 1 3-pointer. He's got 11 points, 7 rebounds, a block, a steal, and an assist. And to me, he's such an important guy because even though he didn't play last year, that year at Towson kind of gives him a leg up in terms of just level of competition and maybe what you expect with this move into the MAC. He's a guy that I think is going to be huge all season long.
And while he's only a sophomore eligibility-wise, he is an upperclassman. He's been in school for 2 years. He had to sit last year. So in reality, the Hawks have 3 upperclassmen. They have Red, they have Deion Jones, and they have Max DeLeo. And all of them play, and all of them play a lot. And Max DeLeo's role this year, to start the year so far, he's been incredible off the bench. He played such a huge role against Hofstra, and already we saw in the first half here tonight that Max DeLeo has to play because he makes that much of a difference with his energy. But I completely agree about Deion Jones. He is a heck of a ball player. He really is. And when he first came into school, I was watching him play, and like, this guy's going to be a real nice energy guy. And the more you watch him, the more you realize how skilled he actually is. And he's versatile. And the Hawks finished the lineup Friday night. The Hawks finished the game with no big guys really in. So they finished with basically O'Garrow as a 5 and then Deion Jones as the 4. And guys like Deion Jones give you that kind of versatility where, like you said, you can play him inside, you can play him outside, he can guard bigger guys, and he's showing that he can rebound too.
And you know, the one other thing that I like about his game, and you see it kind of on display tonight, with a team that is so young, and no seniors on the roster. You know, I think so much gets talked about, there's all these freshmen. Well, the other part of that equation is there's no seniors on the roster either. So you need some leadership. And I like what I've seen out of Jones in this first half, and I'm sure you guys saw it the other night too. He's a guy that when he's on the floor, he's talking to everybody else on the floor. Here's where you need to be. Here's what we're doing next. Watch this, watch that. He's kind of assuming that mantle of leadership that this team maybe needs until some of those younger guys, you know, you always think the point guard's got to be the guy who's the leader, and maybe that's true at some level moving forward, but right now this team needs that direction, and Deion Jones is the guy who's doing it.
I completely agree, and getting to know Deion Jones from being around the team in the past, you know, from being around here as an employee and stuff, I really like Deion Jones as a person. He is a really nice kid. He's very outgoing, very friendly guy, and I think that's great. And I think as a leader of the team, he's a great guy. And Max too. Max is an upperclassman. Just by Max's energy alone, he's a leader. And he's also always talking to the guys and always trying to pump them up and keep them focused. So I agree. I think Deion's a great leader. I think Max is another guy that's leading the way. And you know, and eventually, Justin Robinson and Josh James, they're going to have to step into a leadership role too, because they're ball dominant guards that are going to be playing big minutes for them.
Steve, finally, before we go to break, what are you looking for in terms of adjustment-wise maybe in the second half?
Well, I think Monmouth really struggled in the half-court set. They were fine getting up and down. They really have to get more continuity and just better execution-wise in the half-court set. They really struggled when the game slowed down. And something we've seen, too, from Monmouth in the past couple years, that they want to play so fast in the secondary break, but when things slow down, they struggle in the half-court set. So that's one. They got to execute better. And then two, you can't turn the ball over 14 times in a half and win the game. They got to cut down on turnovers. And then I think three is defensively, Ten's gotten a lot of easy drives to the basket, and it's kind of breaking their defense down a little bit. You know, shore up on defense, make sure you help, early help, take care of the ball, execute in the half-court set.
Always good to see you, my man.
Hopefully see you soon, Matt.
Talk to you soon. That's, of course, Steve Mazzaz will be joining us at so many games during the course of this year. We'll step out here, take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back with scores in the top 25 and around the MAC. Right now, Penn leads Monmouth 41-33. Back right after this quick timeout on the Shore Sports Network.